This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday said 90% of Americans who wanted to leave Afghanistan were able to do so, and the United States is still committed to helping the remaining 100 to 200 U.S. citizens who had some intention to leave. Speaking at the White House, Biden said most of those people left behind are dual citizens and longtime residents who had earlier decided to stay in the country given their family roots in Afghanistan. He claims, quote, the bottom line is 90% of Americans who were in Afghanistan and wanted to leave were able to leave. Biden says U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is leading continued diplomatic efforts to ensure safe passage for any American, Afghan partner, or foreign national who wanted to leave Afghanistan after the August 15th takeover by the Islamist Taliban. He said the international community will hold Taliban leaders accountable for their promise to permit freedom of travel. The U.S. government reached out 19 times to Americans in Afghanistan since March, offering to help them leave the country, according to President Biden. After the U.S. military-led evacuations began 17 days ago, U.S. officials reached out again and identified around 5,000 Americans who had decided earlier to stay but now wanted to leave, he said. European Union countries on Tuesday said they would step up aid to Afghanistan and its neighbors, but could not agree on a common policy on accepting asylum seekers fleeing Taliban rule. Western nations involved in the fight against the Taliban have airlifted 100,000 people who supported them and would take them in, along with others who failed to get out on the last evacuation flights. This is VOA News. Countries neighboring Libya wrapped up their meeting Tuesday in Algeria with calls for foreign fighters and mercenaries to be pulled out from the conflict-stricken North African nation. The two-day meeting also urged Libyan parties to stick to a political roadmap that ended hostilities last year and set parliamentary and presidential elections in December. The meeting, hosted by Algeria, was attended by foreign ministers of Egypt, Tunisia, Sudan, Chad, and Niger. Those countries have for years been concerned over the chaos in Libya. Libya has also been racked by chaos since a NATO-backed uprising toppled longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011 and split the country between a UN-supported government in the capital, Tripoli, and rival authorities in the east. Residents in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana are bracing for the potential of weeks without electrical power and disruption to their water systems in the wake of Hurricane Ida, one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the United States. About 1.3 million customers in the region are without power Tuesday, about 48 hours after the storm made landfall, most of them in Louisiana, according to data from U.S. utility companies. Officials say the storm killed at least two people in the state, a death toll that may have been much larger if not for a fortified levee system around New Orleans, which had been devastated by Hurricane Katrina 16 years earlier. But the major power supplier in the region said it could take weeks before electricity is restored in the hardest hit areas. That means no air conditioning in parts of Louisiana and the nearby state of Mississippi, with temperatures reaching 105 degrees Fahrenheit, more than 40 degrees Celsius on Tuesday, and the added challenge of needing to stay hydrated in areas with little or no drinking water. Police in Peru said 26 passengers died, including a child, and 22 were injured when a bus plummeted from a cliff in Peru early Tuesday, the country's third multiple-victim transport accident in 4 days. The accident happened some 60 kilometers east of the capital, Lima. The police department tweeted earlier that a search and rescue effort was underway for possible survivors and to recover bodies. A police commander told TV Peru, quote, recklessness contributed to Tuesday's accident, adding that the bus had been traveling at a high speed. It hit a rock and plunged into an abyss some 200 meters deep, according to survivors. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.